This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. A Norwood man is charged with attempted murder on the day after Christmas. Authorities arrested and charged Jermaine Kevin Snuggs, age 50, with attempted first-degree murder. He's also being charged with assault by strangulation, assault with serious bodily injury, kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, intent to kill, breaking and entering, terrorizing and injuring, and communicating threats, as well as second-degree trespassing, injury to real property, resisting a public officer. He's currently being held with a $200,000 bond at Stanley County Detention Center. 18, he was just cited for failure to stop at a stop sign or flashing red light, and in May of 2022 was arrested and charged with obtaining property by false pretenses, and then arrested once again this week last year for failure to appear charges. Governor Roy Cooper announced that he had commuted the sentences of 15 people on death row in North Carolina to life without the possibility of parole. He said he commuted these sentences after a thorough review of detailed petitions for clemency submitted by the defendants, input from the district attorneys and families of victims, and close review by the governor's office. He said, quote, "These reviews are among the most difficult decisions a governor can make, and the death penalty is the most severe sentence that a state can impose," said Governor Cooper. "After thorough review, reflection, and prayer, I concluded that the death sentence imposed on these 15 people should be commuted while ensuring they will spend the rest of their lives in prison," unquote. Now, no executions have been carried out in North Carolina since 2006 due to ongoing litigation. And before today's commutations, North Carolina had 136 offenders on death row, and the governor's clemency office received petitions for clemency from 89 of them. The governor's office carefully reviewed, researched, and considered these 89 petitions for commutations, they said, which included the 15 that were granted recently. Two of those inmates had their death sentence commuted were convicted in Stanley County. Guy LaGrange, who had been on death row since 1996, was convicted of the 1993 contract killing of Ellen Munford, a white Stanley County woman whose estranged husband, Tommy Munford, promised to pay Guy $6,500 for the murder. Tommy gave Guy a gun, dropped him off in the woods next to the home, and picked up his two children so his wife would be alone. Tommy Munford received a life sentence for plotting the murder. At the time of his trial, a psychiatrist at the state mental facility examined Guy and found that he had narcissistic, grandiose, and hypomanic traits and prescribed antipsychotic medication. Guy made outrageous statements to the prosecutor and others, claiming, among other things, that Oprah Winfrey and Dan Rather were sending him messages over the TV and called jurors the Antichrist. Lawyers appointed to be on standby to assist Guy were so troubled by his bizarre behavior, they filed a motion arguing he was not competent to represent himself. Not only did Guy serve as his own lawyer at the trial, the North Carolina courts also allowed him to represent himself in the post-conviction proceedings. He waived those appeals in 2007, and after more than a decade on death row, a superior court judge finally declared Guy incompetent to be executed, requiring him to stay on death row until a time where he may be rendered competent and then executed. Also pardoned was William Robinson, a Stanley County resident convicted of first-degree murder. He received a death penalty for the 2006 murder of Keith Devon Crump, an employee of R.J. Tucker's in Albemarle on Depot Street. Robinson had also been convicted of the attempted first-degree murder of the store owner Robert James Tucker III, who was shot in the face during the robbery but survived. West Stanley Fire Department said that on Saturday, January 4th, West Stanley and multiple other departments will be conducting live fire training in the 200 block of South Central Avenue. The two structures sit next to the fire station 46. They will begin burning around 9 a.m. There should be little to no impact on traffic along South Central Avenue, though please use caution if you are traveling in the area, as there will be an increased presence of firefighters. Albemarle Police and Fire Departments were able to spread some Christmas joy this year. Each year, the city's fire and police departments team up to raise funds to provide Christmas shopping experience for children in need within the community. Throughout the year, police officers and firefighters hold bake sales, collect donations, and organize fundraising events to support this effort. Holiday Heroes is just one of the examples of the strong relationship between the fire and police departments, said Kenny Kendall, Albemarle Fire Chief. "We truly enjoy working together to provide a memorable Christmas for these children, and we're so grateful for the support of the community in helping us make this experience possible," said Mr. Kendall. This year, Holiday Heroes fundraising received an extra boost from Uwari Brewing Company. The brewery, located at the former site of the city fire station, still features the original fire pole used by firefighters to respond to calls. For one night, the brewery allowed members of the public to slide down the fire pole in exchange for a donation to the Holiday Heroes program, and that event raised $800. So this year, they were able to select five children from Albemarle to participate in the Holiday Heroes program. The day of their shopping spree began with a pancake and bacon breakfast cooked by the fire department. And then the children had the opportunity to meet police officers and firefighters who served as their shopping buddy. After breakfast, the children rode in style to Walmart in police cars and fire trucks with lights flashing and sirens blaring. They made a grand entrance, and each child received $100 to spend on clothes and another $100 to spend on toys. Adam Aldridge, Albemarle Police Department, said we'd love to see the smiles on the face of these children as they shop. When they find that special toy they've been wanting, the reaction is priceless, and the kids are always so thankful. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County: turning sunny today with a high near 52. Winds will be gusty over 30 miles per hour at times. Tonight, clear and cold with a low around 21 and gusty winds easing. Saturday, sunny but chilly with a high near 41 and gusts still noticeable. Rain returns Sunday night. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
The new high school has unearthed more than what was expected. At least 11 unmarked graves have been discovered in the ground at the site of the new Brentwood High School. Now a family is searching for answers about their heritage.